Hey, everybody. This is Tuesday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're so glad you're with us today.
Yes, we are.
And I'm Scott, along with my lovely wife, Teresa.
Hello.
Yeah, and we have a really good topic today, and I really hope y'all enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, when we're mistaken, there's one thing we can do. Let's consider what Jesus said about being mistaken in Mark 12:24.
Yeah, Jesus replied, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God."
I love Jesus. He always just made things so simple.
He did.
He still does.
He does. But he was real black and white.
He was.
You know, it's either this way or it's that way, you know, and he's just telling us, if you don't know the scriptures, how are you going to have power?
Right. And how are you going to know exactly how to live your life? I mean, the Bible is our recipe for life. It's his love letter to us.
It is.
And you know, I'm gonna go out there on a limb and even say this. Book learning, honey, even scripture memory is really not enough to keep us from falling backwards or messing up our relationship with God and to recover from our dependencies or our addictions. It's really not. And I'm going to probably get some emails from that. But if you think about it, we must know God. Mm-hmm. All right. Know him personally and accept the help that he offers as God, as our God. The God of the patriarchs is not the God of philosophical speculation. I didn't know if I was going to be able to get that out or not. He is our God. He is our daddy. And he's active every day in our life. And for me, he's my God of hope and my God of resurrection and beginning again. And all I have to do is accept all the things that he offers back to what we just said, what's in the Bible. And you're not going to know his power and you're not going to know scripture unless you make it a point to get to know him in all of this.
That's right. I mean, you know, the mentor that I had and still have, I remember he told me, he said, you know, you can listen to all the pastors in the world, all the speakers in the world. You can read every single help book that there is. Mm-hmm. He said, but there's only one thing that's going to get you going. He said, that's your personal relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. He said, you may read a scripture, and that talks totally differently to you than it does someone else sitting next to you. Mm-hmm. So to get to know him, you have to dive into the word yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't trust me. Mm-hmm. Don't believe what I'm telling you. Look at what Jesus is saying. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the Holy Spirit will tell you and instruct you that, hey, this is how to get by. This is how I do it, you know? And this is what God's trying to tell me. Mm-hmm. Let me emphasize that. I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. Okay, the God of the universe wants to have a personal relationship with you. Mm-hmm. And so the only way to do that is to get to know him.
That's right. And I love what he said again, as you quoted him in the very beginning of this podcast. Jesus replied, "Your trouble is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God." Mm-hmm. And he was talking in this chapter, which again is Mark 12:24. And he was talking to the Sadducees. Mm-hmm. See, they're sad, you see. The Sadducees were a group of men who said there is no resurrection. Yeah. So we're not going to go there right now. We're trying to stay focused. But we just like for you guys to know who Jesus was talking to. That's who he was talking to here. And, you know, for me, Jesus saying it in my Bible in these red letters, that's enough. And it's like we mentioned already before, he's so simple. You know, he taught so practical back then. And we are always going there and try to think, well, it's this or maybe it's that. Let's stop the guesswork. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the Word. Let's get on our knees. Let's surround ourselves with people who have a strong walk with God. And let's stop doing all this guesswork in our life. And realize it's because we need to know more scripture and we need to understand what his character is like and also his power. Because it's his power that's going to enable us to do everything that we do in our life. And, you know, we're all about recovery. And for us to stay out of the trouble that we were in through our addictions and our obsessive ways and those kind of things that are only short-lived and don't work and just keep us sick. Mm-hmm. Only him. And knowing what he is like and what the Word says, the only thing that's going to keep us reconciled to him, which is what we're all about.
Right. you know, it's I don't know why, it kind of reminds me of a test like in college or in high school. You know, the night before, you stay up all night and you memorize the answers. And you may do okay on the test. You know, it may show that you kind of knew what you were talking about. The next day, you forgot all of it. So Jesus is saying here to know the scriptures. And what I believe Jesus is saying is to live by. Not to memorize it. Anyone, you know, I hate to say this, but anyone can quote scripture. Mm-hmm. I mean, Satan knows scriptures better than we do. Mm-hmm. He's a fallen angel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but does he know them? Mm-hmm. Does he live by them? That's totally different. And, you know, I mean, when we say this, you know, it doesn't mean, well, whoa, you know, I'm never going to make another mistake because I know, you know, I'm living by, you know. No, you're going to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to fall. But that's what knowing the scriptures is all about. When you do fall, then you can go to scripture or go somewhere and or go to your iPhone and Google it and say, you know, I messed up in this area today. Scripture's about this. And it'll show you scripture. So you'll know what God's trying to tell you. He wants to help us. Mm-hmm. And unless you know him and get to know him, it's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible, you know, to do that unless you really have a relationship, a personal relationship with him.
And so as good teachers, what we do is give personal examples and then say, this is how you apply it to your life.
Yes. Well,
for me personally, it's like you mentioned already, so much of my growing up years and even into my early adulthood, I really didn't know. I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't know scripture because I did. But as far as really applying it to my life.
Understanding him.
And mm-hmm. really knowing how mm-hmm. powerful God is. Unfortunately for me, I had to go through some pretty significant life-changing experiences for me to really get to know him. And you know what? That's okay. And there's other people who don't. There's people in our life that are walking in power and know scripture, and it's not because they went through something horrific. It's just they spent a lot of time in the Word all mm-hmm. these years. And I did too, but I didn't really apply them to my life until they became so real to me through my life experiences. And in my case, it was divorce, and it's been just dealing with a lot of depression, which, you know, kind of runs in my family in some regards. I've learned how to, you know, deal with that now, but... Mm-hmm. Those kind of things are what I had to experience to get to know what he's talking about here, was to know the scriptures and to know him.
Yeah.
And we don't want that for anybody. But, you know, if you're in the middle of a storm right now, here's your opportunity to really get to know him through this word mm-hmm. and get to know his power, because it's only his power that set me free from all the things I just mentioned and continues to do so mm-hmm. through the tests of time and through life. And we got to stop wanting to be spoon-fed. That has to stop. And what I finally ended up doing, I was praying for a hunger and thirst for him. And boy, let me tell you something. When you pray that, it will become insatiable. I couldn't get enough of him. Mm-hmm. And I always try to tell people, if you're not in that place and you want to be, get you a Bible translation that you really understand. Like you did, honey, get some good study mm-hmm. notes and a good Bible that you love. I personally really enjoy reading the Life Recovery Bible. Mm-hmm. And it makes the characters very real and brings them down to where we are and the struggles that they had back then that were going on back then. And it all made sense to me. So getting a Bible that I really understood helped me so much. And just, you know, spending time with God, whatever that may be, whatever that looks like for you, it may not be in the morning, it may be on your walk, maybe in the evening before you go to bed, and through praise and worship time as well, and he becomes alive to you.
Yeah.
And once you experience God through his presence like that, you'll never be the same.
No, you won't.
Never.
And what you're saying, I mean, you know, you look back in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, every one of the men and women in the Bible that God used went through a struggle. Mm-hmm. And what brought them closer to him? The struggle. Mm-hmm. So if you're going through a struggle, praise him. Mm-hmm. It's drawing you closer to him. If you allow yourself to be drawn close to him. Mm-hmm. And once you get that relationship with him, you'll go, my goodness, it took this to get me to you? Mm-hmm. Then he'll say, yeah. But now that you're here, I'm so glad. You know, he is glad, and you know, when you give your sincere heart to him, and you're going to get that opportunity right now. You know, at every podcast that we do, we offer the prayer of salvation to everyone who's listening. And right now we're going to do that as well, aren't we, honey?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's when you start knowing him.
That's the most important thing.
Is when you give your sincere heart to him. So there may be some of you out there that maybe thought you had given your life to him, your sincere heart, and you're realizing, no, you know, I really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe there's some that never wanted to give your sincere heart to him, and you're saying, my gosh, I want to know this God they're talking about.
Or maybe you were so religious like me, mm-hmm. and you thought you had back when you were 11 years old.
Yeah.
But you realize as time has gone on, there's been a disconnect. Or you've seen other people in your life that seem to have something with him mm-hmm. that you don't.
You might say, well, I know the scriptures. Yeah, well, do you know him?
Yeah.
So we'd love for you to pray this prayer with us. And please know that you're saved and start having a great relationship with Jesus. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. If I ask you sincerely to forgive me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to have that relationship with you. I want to know you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we're so glad that you tuned in to us today. And if you did pray that prayer of salvation, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you have any kind of prayer request at info@livingitup.org. And, wow, you guys are awesome. We sure love you.
Yes, and we've had so much fun today.
We have.
And, you know, every time we do these podcasts, we always say, if y'all didn't need to hear it, well, we certainly
do. I definitely needed to hear it. That's for sure.
Yeah, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And until we do that, keep living it up.
Well, I'll be gang again.